Kamala Harris renews push for mandatory AR-15 buybacks. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 19, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Kamala Harris used a NBC News Nightly News with Lester Holt appearance to renew her push for a government-mandated buyback of AR-15 rifles. Harris told Harry Smith, "There are certain types of weapons that should not be on the streets of a civil society." She pushed for a renewal of the 1994 assault weapons ban and the implementation of a government-mandated buyback of AR-15s, AK-47s, and similar rifles. Harris described the semi-automatic firearms as weapons of war and said, "What we'll do is have an incentive for people to turn them in and buy them back." Harris suggested there are 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, an assertion which greatly underestimates Americans' love for AR-15 rifles. On August 31, 2018, Breitbart News reported that over 9 million AR-15s were manufactured for U.S. sales during the Obama presidency alone. The National Shooting Sports Foundation calculates there are 16 million plus privately owned AR-15s in the U.S. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.